This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. We talked on the show yesterday about jobs and how there are signs that the labor market might finally be cooling down. The headline from JOLTS, or the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, was that employers posted the fewest job openings in nearly 2 years. And today, a new data point from ADP shows us that hiring in the private sector slowed in March. Companies added 145,000 jobs, lower than what was expected. And of course, we'll get another view of the jobs picture on Friday with the March unemployment report. So what if you are someone looking for a job right now? Lindsay Ellis is a reporter with the Wall Street Journal, and she wrote about the class of 2023. Lindsay, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you've been talking to soon-to-be college grads about their job prospects, about how they're feeling. What sorts of stories are you hearing?
Yeah, it's been a range. And I spoke with one student who has applied to between 50 and 100 jobs. She's at Texas A&M.
No way.
And she hasn't really gotten a lot of traction. I've also talked to other students who, you know, maybe have found success or have gotten some interviews, but it's not exactly in the field or the exact role that they had thought about when they initially started their job search. One thing that I've been hearing is that students are more willing to cast a wider net in response to some of the labor news and the jobs news that we've all been following over the last stretch. And so, well, I think, you know, to take a step back, there are jobs. It is a longer journey than many soon-to-be college grads would like.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hearing similar things. I actually have a brother who is graduating from college. He's a much younger brother who's graduating from college this year. He's scrambling to find a job. And it is just a strange time in the economy, right? Like just these last couple of days on this show, we've been reporting on how hot this labor market has been, but now we're seeing a bit of a cool down. It gives you whiplash, and it's complicated because it's not that hiring all across the board is waning, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was really well said. And, you know, yes, the unemployment rate is quite low, but the broader context here, many companies who typically hire these individuals have laid off many thousands of workers over the last few months. And that means that while there are still jobs out there, new grads are going to be competing not just with one another, but with many other early career folks who are suddenly out of a job. And so that dynamic, I think, is also making things a little bit more complicated.
We know that the first job of college can be pretty critical to starting your climb up the job ladder. What kind of long-term impact might we see from this?
It's a great question. You know, there has been some research about graduates who enter the workforce into a recession and that their earnings lag graduates who don't enter into a recession. But the U.S. is not technically in a recession right now. So I think that's sort of speculative at this point.
Yeah. And I want to briefly touch on student loans. The pause on repayment is almost over. How much of a factor do you think that that is for new grads as they're searching for jobs?
So when I talk to young professionals and students, you know, salary is definitely high on the list of areas that are really important to them. But many grads are really looking for a company that will offer stability. And yes, I mean, salary is key, especially for those who have, you know, taken on debt and will need to start repaying those loans. But grads who I talk to are really hoping to land at a company that they will, you know, hopefully be shielded from layoffs or contractions.
Given what we know, I mean, obviously there's a lot we just don't know of what's to come. What would your advice be to new grads or soon to be grads?
I'm not really in the advice business, but I will say that, you know, the grads that I talk to, they are working really hard to get that first position. I mean, working just any possible connection to get a foot in the door, to get a conversation. And others, you know, we see all of these LinkedIn posts from folks who have been recently laid off and that those get traction. You know, some soon-to-be grads are doing the same thing, saying, hey, graduation is coming up. up. Here's where I am in the search. And one person who I talked to said that, such a viral post can lead to connections with alums or recruiters or otherwise. Yeah, exactly what you said. Hire me, please.
Lindsay Ellis is a reporter with The Wall Street Journal. Lindsay, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me and talking this through.